Welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope, where each week you will find yourself feeling loved, inspired, and encouraged in your life. Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope will place a smile on your face and warm the cockles of your heart. Tune in each week, Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and I want to welcome all of you to the show tonight, those of you who are in the chat room, all the guests, and Eric and Drew, and those of you who are on the switchboard tonight. We got Barry, and we have Olivia and Eric. I just want to thank all of you, and Chaplain Steve will be listening out there. We have a very special show tonight. It's going to cover a lot of material, have some wonderful songs. And towards the end of the show, we'll be taking prayer requests if you have anything special or specific you'd like Mama Joyce to pray for. I'd be glad to do that for you, and I always will lift you up in prayer. Even if you have an unspoken request or you don't want to feel like you want to call in or anything like that, I'll just lift you up to the Lord because He knows all of our needs. I want to start in by making some announcements, and then we'll get on with the show. Predominantly, I wanted to talk about the Ranch Vision tonight for our precious veterans, firefighters, and police department, our Greenbelt Ranch. So we'll be talking about that tonight. First of all, I do want to ask you to support Blog Talk Radio. They have premium services at reasonable prices, and they help others like Mama Joyce to get their messages out to the public and have shows that help others stay informed of world events, as well as ways to help yourself and others. Sign up for a free month to test it out. Tell all your friends as well. It's fun and easy and a great venue to network and connect with people from around the world. I have a dear friend of mine named Chaplain Steve. And he was a former hospital chaplain with a master's degree in theology. And Chaplain Steve can help your loved ones through life's challenges. He works for San Diego Workplace Chaplains.com. His toll-free number is 1-800-539-6143. Or you can visit him at San Diego Workplace Chaplains.com. Now, folks, I'd like to share with you a little bit about a wonderful program called New Directions. It's ndvets.org. October 30th, they're having Walk for Warriors at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. And if you go to ndvets.org, you could sign up. What they do is they help people that come back from the war, Iraq or Afghanistan, even Vietnam veterans, and they come and they help them get acclimated back in to society. Some of them have drug addiction, some have post-traumatic stress disorders, and they need our help. And this is a wonderful program to raise funds. It's Walk for Warriors October 30th. So check out ndvets.org. If we have time tonight, I'll play a little clip that'll give you an idea of our precious veterans and the help that they receive at New Directions on Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles. Having shared that with you, I have connected with a group called Chapel of the Hills Church in Sunland Tahunga area. And Making It Happen is a subsidiary of their program. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Before I even tell you about the event August 6th that's coming up, I got to tell you a little bit about Chapel of the Hills. If you know anything about the Dream Center in Los Angeles and how they help all the people who are homeless and low-income and veterans, and disabled and challenged in many ways. This particular church, Chapel of the Hills on Ora Vista Boulevard, I want you to know that they're a mini version of the Dream Center. And I recently connected with them, and they really do an outreach like you wouldn't believe. They have Saturdays. They have a food pantry. They've got rooms where you go in. There's a room with breads, fresh breads, a room with sweets, a room with fresh fruits and vegetables, and it's yours, free for the taking. And they help the homeless, the low income, the physically, mentally challenged. And it's for anybody who needs help, you know, boost up. And they do this every Saturday. And listen, folks, Sunday at 4 p.m., every Sunday at 4 p.m., they have a hot meal as well. So this is a fantastic place I connected with. I'm proud and honored and humbled to be a part of it. Patty Colvin, C-O-L-V-I-N, is the contact person for the care ministry there. She's on Facebook as well. That's P as in Paul, A, T as in Thomas, E-E, Colvin, C as in Charles, O-L, V as in Victor, I, N as in Nancy. She heads this up. She's your gal that you want to get in touch with, and she will help you with getting any kind of food you need, or can hook you up with places for counseling, shelters, all different kinds of resources. Patty is your go-to gal, and she's got a heart for Christ like you wouldn't believe. She just really loves the Lord, and I'm becoming very close with her, and I just think the world of her. So contact Patty Colvin at Chapel of the Hills Church, and you can also find her on Facebook as well. Also, now I'd like to tell you about the WOW Jam, and it's back. Everything is free. This is August 6th, Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m., and it's at 8651 Foothill Boulevard, Sunland, California. And they're going to have an art contest. The first prize is $100. They're going to have a singing contest, and first prize is $100. And they're going to have makeovers, and they're going to have things like nail painting and face painting, haircuts, bike repair, lunch, groceries, and iPods, and I'm telling you, it's a fantastic outreach to the community. And what I would like for all of you to do who are listening tonight and in the archives, not just this special event, WOW Jam, okay, August 6th of 2016 at 1 o'clock, but please see if you can volunteer there in some way. Your time, if you have funds and resources, great. They can always use fresh fruits and vegetables. They can always use toiletries. They can always use gently or brand new clothing and blankets. And if you have a job opening for someone who has been down on their luck but needs a job, please let Patty know. And she'll connect you with the person that would fit whatever it is that you need to fill, whatever job you need to fill. There's so many ways that we can help them, and I want to help them because they're doing an outreach, and they join with all the churches. They're just not, you know, an island unto themselves. They are a ministry of unconditional love, and that's what God is all about. God is love. And I really want to promote them tonight because they are exceptional in every area and aspect of reaching out to the community, to those who are hurting, to those who are lost, and to those who need a connection back to God and His Son, Jesus Christ. And they don't shove anything down your throat. They don't hit you over the head with the gospel or religion. They love you into the kingdom of God, and that's what they're about. They feed your tummies, and they feed your soul. And that's what it's all about. When Jesus came to this earth, He didn't hit anybody over the head with His words. He simply loved them. He gave them, he was a living example of how to behave, how to love one another, how to forgive, and how to allow him into your life and choose life abundantly through Jesus Christ. And so this is what I love about God and his son Jesus Christ, because a lot of religions today have man-made rules and they've got all these bylaws and everything to keep their churches going. But I see sometimes that they forget the true meaning of what Christ came to do. And he came to promote the brotherhood of mankind and to give us hope and to give us salvation, so that when we pass away into heaven and into God's loving arms. We have a hope and an eternal future with him. So this is what it's about, folks. And like I said, Jesus never forces anybody to believe in him or the things that he came to do. But he does freely give his love and freely give his benefits to knowing him and building a relationship with him. Because like I said, it's not about religion. It's about relationship. So let me tell you about Wow Jam, okay? In just 4 hours, they mobilized thousands of volunteers, churches, city officials, businesses, and community organizations to host a giant street fair in some of the poorest and most desperate communities around the world. They watch as hopelessness and despair turn into hope and destiny, leaving behind a community-wide change in their wake. How can you help? Well, they're a tangible example of the gospel at work, meeting people's immediate and long-term needs. They love individuals in practical ways by providing free food, groceries, music, haircuts, bike repairs, resume preparation, and so much more. Please join them for training, handing out flyers, their day before rally, and during the actual event on August 6th, and that's at 1 p.m. So that's at Sunland Park at 8651 Foothill Boulevard, Sunland 91040. And that, once again, you can contact Patty Colvin, and she can help you more with getting involved and letting you know what they need and match you up with what your skills are. I'll be telling you more about Wow Jam later on in the program. But I also wanted to promote HopeMill.com with Pearl Huber, because she is one that has an organization that she has all these bags and backpacks that she fills with supplies like toiletries and blankets and hats and non-perishable food items and Sterno and all kinds of paper and pen and water and things that the homeless need. She knows what they are. She's researched it. And she's got a fantastic ministry where they put together bags, courtesy bags, and wonderful backpacks. And what she does is puts them into the hands of those in need. She delivers to Mama Joyce, and I fill up my car, and I distribute them in the neighborhood. Also, Wow Jam is going to be benefiting by a lot of the courtesy bags and backpacks from HopeMill.com. So keep that in mind, HopeMill.com and Chapel of the Hills Church, to please donate your time, your resources, funds, whatever you can, and please hold them up in prayer, because prayer is a very, very powerful tool. So having said that, I want to welcome all of you to the show once again, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the ranch. Mama Joyce has got a ranch vision that I've had for many years now. God gave me this vision for the homeless and the veterans and the firefighters, the police departments, all their precious ones who retire and who need a place of sanction to come and be connected back to God again and to be healed and to become a part of this Greenbelt Ranch that'll take care of itself. There's no charge whatsoever. I haven't received the land yet or the ranch itself, but it's coming. The Lord has reassured me that he has that all under control. He's got a perfect time, and he has a perfect way to get this done. And the people that are going to be involved, I believe me, I'm not an island to myself. I welcome, you know, all the prayer and all the people who want to become involved in this Greenbelt Ranch. I'd like it to be in Southern California if possible. And if you have some land or a ranch that you would like to donate, we can. I've got a 501c3 that I'm under through a church, and we could do it through them so you could have a tax write-off if that's something that you need. But if you go to my webpage, angeloflovministry.com, the ranch vision is written out for you, and it also has a virtual ranch on there where you could see some of the sketches and the pictures that I have in mind to build with the ranch. And I would need all kinds of help. I'd need people to help garden and people to help cook and people to donate, you know, the materials and backup generators. And God can do that. And when it's time, he'll move on your hearts and bring those people in who will bring this together. And I'm so excited about this, and I wanted to share it with you tonight because it's a very special place in my heart. You know, folks, I want to help especially our veterans and our firefighters. You know, they're not getting enough help. And I know our government is depleted in many ways, but there's a lot of people still in the United States. They don't even have to be high profile, but people that have funds and resources and affluent, that are affluent, and they can reach out and make this a reality, make this come into fruition. We need this. They need, the veterans need a place to come to where they could feel safe, where they're not going to be harassed, where they're going to be loved, where they're going to be connected back to God, where their medical needs and physical needs and mental, emotional needs are going to be met. That's why I say I need volunteers of medical staff and psychological staff, clergy, you know, and this would be a wonderful, beautiful place of sanction. And wait till you see, if you go to angeloflovministry.com, and click on the ranch vision up there on the top of the links there, you'll see that I have had this well planned out for many years. It's something near and dear to my heart. I want to see this happen. You know, I use my show to promote the brotherhood of mankind, to promote God and his son, Jesus Christ, to connect people back to God and not talk about religion, but to talk about relationship and how God needs to return back to the United States and heal our land. So, you know, please feel free to call in tonight if you have a prayer request or if you have a suggestion on a volunteering or you want to make a donation. And I see Patty made it to the chat room. Bless your heart. God bless you, Patty. She's a dear, oh my goodness, this woman is wears so many hats. Bless her heart. She's just a blessing to Sunland and Tahunga community. But even more so, I can honestly say without reservation that God has Patty Colvin's picture on his refrigerator, that's for sure. She is the apple of his eye. She does a wonderful work for the Lord in this community, and a lot of times her work behind the scenes goes unnoticed and unacknowledged. So I'm acknowledging you, Patty, and all the listeners tonight You just hook up with her, and she can certainly meet your need, and you can meet the needs that they have at the Chapel of the Hills Church in Sunland, California, Sunland, Tahunga, and I hope you'll do that. Having said that, I would love to play a beautiful song for you that will just touch your heart. You know, I don't know if you know about Randy Travis, but I had mentioned that he had some medical issues. He's coming back with a beautiful, beautiful voice and everything. It's taking some time. And he is got some beautiful songs, and some of them are gospel songs. Well, this particular song I'm going to play for you now is Peace in the Valley, and it's by Randy Travis. I hope you'll enjoy it.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Where the morning is bright and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as fair as the day. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the flowers will be blooming and the grass will be green and the skies will be clear and serene. Where the sun ever beams in this valley of dreams, and no clouds there will ever be seen. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb, and the beast from the wild shall be led by a child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see.
Isn't that beautiful? I hope you enjoyed that, folks. I want to welcome Al C. into the room as well. And what a blessing. What a blessing, Amber. God bless you for coming. You know, folks, I love the fact that I can use this show to promote people who help other people, to promote God's people who maybe don't have a voice, you know, like our veterans and our homeless and those who are hurting in our world. So I take this very seriously, and I'm very, very careful about and sensitive about God's love and sharing God's love with everybody, because, you know, we all have our burdens to carry. We all have things in our lives that hurt us and that are very, you know, very, very challenging for us, you know. So we want to try to be sensitive to the people around us. You know, you might have somebody in your church, you might have somebody at work, you might have somebody even at the gas station that you see is sad or lonely. You know, smile at them. Make yourself available, folks. Somebody may have just lost a spouse or a loved one or a child, or their health has been compromised. You know, they need help. They need love. They need God's love. And we need to make ourselves available to do that. It's so important. You know, that's one main reason I want to have that Greenbelt Ranch here in Southern California. So there can be a place where these precious ones can come to and feel loved and feel safe and protected, because that's God's, just like it says in Isaiah 65, no one will hurt or destroy in my holy mountain. And that's what that Greenbelt Ranch is going to be. He's already showed me that. I'm so thrilled about that. You know, I have an audio clip I'm going to play for you tonight. And before I do, though, I have somebody who wants to ask a question or maybe share a prayer request, and we'll bring him on. Hello, you're on the line, 916 area code.
Hi, thank you. Very nice to meet you.
Yes, it's nice to meet you, dear. What would you like to share tonight?
Well, are you a visionary? Are you intuitive at all?
Well, I have a gift of prophecy when God gives it to me. I don't do anything on my own without God. Like it says in John 15:5, without God we are, you know, without God we're nothing. So if you wanted to know something, what did you want to know, sweetheart?
Well, I'm upset right now because I've worked in the healthcare environment, and I know how important it is for patients to check their records to request all notes. And I've discovered quite a few inaccuracies. And I called I won't say the name of the medical insurance company, but I called them.
Okay.
And I usually don't get upset, but there's some very important inaccuracies that could cause repercussions. And so I asked her how I could have inaccurate information removed. And then I heard her laughing, so I just said, what are you documenting? Because we were talking about documentation. And she said, I'm typing that you called to have information removed. And I said, you need to be specific, though, because it looks bad for a patient to call and just ask information to removed. I'm talking about the inaccurate information. Anyway, she didn't see my point. And I feel like I know what I'm talking about because I've worked in that environment for 20 years almost. And if you want to put in a prayer request to have my right hand, I had two surgeries in November, and the knuckle beneath the little finger is pretty frozen, and motion is not normal. And actually, the last three fingers need to be able to to flatten out normally like they did before the surgery.
Right, right. To be restored.
That knuckle, yes,
right.
And that knuckle
yeah.
needs to be healed so that it's not frozen anymore. That would be very nice.
Okay. Also, if it's okay with you, and if you feel okay about this, I try to be led of the Holy Spirit. And so I do feel led to also pray for justice for you, that whoever you spoke with, that God would move in their hearts to write what is accurate and true. Okay?
Thank you.
Because,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But see, God does all the work. We just bring the prayer request. We just bring our petitions to him. And he hears us, he receives it, and then he acts upon it. And so whatever happens, you know, in answer to these prayers, please, I want you all to remember this when I pray, to give God the glory. To give him the glory, because I'm only an intercessor. I'm only a prayer warrior, and I bring the petitions to the Lord, but he's the one who does the work. And he may not always do the way we think it should be, because, you see, honey, he sees the whole picture. We just see what's right in front of us. So whenever I pray, I always pray for whatever the petition is, and then always ask for God's will. Because I'm telling you right now, he does an amazing job. When we leave the choice with him and we say, your will be done, Father, boy, does he, look what he did with the Red Sea. He parted the Red Sea. That was his will. So if you want to give me your first name, you can. But if you don't feel comfortable doing that, God knows who you are, and that's the only one who needs to know who you are, honey. And I'd be glad to pray for you tonight.
My name is Wendy.
Wendy, okay. All right, sweetheart. In fact, we'll stop everything right now, and we'll pray for you, Wendy, okay? Is that all right with you?
Yes.
Okay. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, I bring before my precious sister, Wendy, to you. She has voiced her opinion on her hand, that her right hand, that the three fingers need to be have her motion, and she needs mobility, and she needs healing and restoration in her right hand, Father God. And I thank you for the opportunity to pray for Wendy. And Lord Jesus, I lift her up. And the person she spoke to, we first pray and ask that you bless them. Work in their hearts, Father God, so that they don't make a negative out of this, but instead move in their heart to have your will be done, that they give accuracy and truth that will help Wendy, Father God. You can go before her and make the crooked places straight. And we are praying that you do that in agreement. And you said, when two or more are gathered as touching anything we ask of my Father in Jesus' name, you would do it. So we're asking this for Wendy and any other need that she may have that maybe she doesn't know about or maybe that's unspoken. We lift her up to you tonight and we ask that you meet every one of her needs, Father. And we are careful to give you all the glory and all the praise due your name. And once again, I thank you for my sister Wendy. And God bless her in a special manner tonight. Give her your shalom peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you. And most importantly,
you're welcome, Wendy. And if you want, you could call in with a praise report, because I do believe you're going to have one, sweetheart.
Thank you. And I, most importantly, I need my last three fingers, the baby finger and the ring finger and the finger next to that. I need them to be able to straighten out because they're kind of curling and I can't close my hand totally. And she said that the knuckle beneath my baby finger is now frozen, so I need God to work some miracles for me.
Absolutely. We serve a miracle-working God. He's heard every word and concern you've had about your three fingers and the mobility, and he will answer favorably in his very precious time and way. You be patient, sweetheart, and expect him, and you could start thanking him now. And when it happens, please call me and let me know, and let me know what happens with that lady too. Will you, dear?
Well, I probably won't speak to her again, but
okay.
I to have these three fingers flatten out, not
okay.
be curled off.
You know what, Wendy? He knows that, honey. He knows that, you know, a lot of times the mistake we all make, Mama Joyce too, is we try to help God know what we need or help him do it or tell him, you know, this is what we would like or whatever. Sweetheart, believe me, he knows what you need. And he knows that your fingers need to be flattened out and to become mobile and not stiff. So don't worry, sweetheart. I know you want, you know, him to know, but he already knows before we even ask. He just loves that when we come to him and share our hearts, that he will answer. So I do want to thank you for coming to the show tonight, sharing your prayer request. And you can be guaranteed that I'm going to be holding you up in prayer the next 30 days, sweetheart. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, Wendy, and God bless you, dear. Isn't that wonderful, folks? So we have somebody call in that needed prayer and trust God so much that we will have an answer to prayer in his perfect time and way according to his will. And we just thank you for that, Father. We thank you. This next clip I'm going to play for you is On the Road with Scott Pelley. I don't know if you've seen that, but this is an audio clip of a student and a veteran. I hope this warms the cockles of your heart.
We'll go from here. Mr. Mowbray, are you ready to talk?
Whenever 87-year-old Charles Mowbray visits North Salisbury Elementary in Salisbury, Maryland, this World War II Navy sailor brings a boatload of stories.
But they come in a real fast dive.
Like the one about how he helped rescue some men after a kamikaze attack.
Yeah, and he put himself in danger for others.
Was he scared?
I don't think so.
How could you be in a situation like that and not be scared?
Because he's brave.
8-year-old Leanna Morris is Charles Mowbray's biggest fan.
I went to boot camp.
Every time he visits for a living history lesson, she hangs on every word and keys on every picture.
On a new ship.
But it's what he doesn't bring that has really affected her. A few months ago, she noticed that Mr. Mowbray doesn't have one war medal.
World War II occupation.
All he's got are pictures of the ones he earned, but never received.
I thought the government would send them after a while, but they didn't.
How many years has it been?
6 to 7.
He can laugh about it, but not Leanna.
This kept bothering you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She still stews over it.
Because he fought for our country and our freedom, and everyone deserves something for that.
Which is why, a few weeks ago, she wrote a letter to her senator.
Dear Senator Mikulski,
2 pages of heartfelt prose.
Mr. Mowbray has been waiting for 67 years, and we don't want him to wait any longer.
If that day ever comes that he gets those medals, what will that mean to you?
A lot. I would probably throw a party.
Would you?
Fortunately, her school was way ahead of her on that. This week, unbeknownst to Leanna or Charles, there was an assembly planned. Because, unbeknownst to Leanna or Charles, the letter worked. Leanna got the honor of handing Charles his medal. An 8-year-old, correcting a 67-year-old injustice.
It was nice. It was worth the wait.
Any kid can learn about history, but only a rare few can fix it, too. Steve Hartman, On the Road in Salisbury, Maryland.
Isn't that beautiful? That child, that precious child, had a heart for this veteran, God, and God bless him. You know, I'm telling you, I love stories like that. They just warm my heart. Once again, I would like to interrupt this wonderful program and remind you about WOW Jam, Saturday, August 6th, 2016 at 1 p.m., 8651 Foothill Boulevard in Sunland at Sunland Park. Everything is free. They're going to have iPods, TVs, bikes, dishes, nail painting, face painting, haircuts, bike repair, lunch, groceries. Please tell all your friends. And also, if you can volunteer and become of some help to them, please contact Patty Colvin on Facebook, and you can connect with her. She will match you up and pair you with what you can do to help. And even beyond WOW Jam, make sure you contact Chapel of the Hills Church on Ora Vista in Sunland, California, and see what you could do to become an integral part of helping them reach more and more people with God's love. And please do that. I just love this church, and I love that it's much like the Dream Center on a smaller scale, and God really uses them. So I want to encourage all of you who are listening tonight and those of you in the archives not just to become involved in WOW Jam this August 6th at Saturday at 1 p.m., but to also go beyond that and contact Patty Colvin at Chapel of the Hills Church in Sunland, California. I want to thank you very much once again for receiving that. Now, I do want to spend at least the last 10 minutes of the show praying. So once again, if there's any specific prayer needs that you have, I know Amber would like to have us pray for something specific. She's trying to have her first baby with her husband. And that's a beautiful prayer. And, you know, God is in that, that's for sure. So we're going to lift Amber and her husband up tonight in prayer. And like I said, anybody else who would like a special prayer request, you know, call in at 1-347-850-1527. Of course, we're going to pray for Barry and Jacob tonight as well. Dear, dear friends of mine. And also for a closer walk with the Lord for all of us, that's for certain. Well, I do want to play this next song for you. You know, and I really hope that it ministers to your heart. It is called First by Lauren Daigle.
Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. Before I lift my cares, I will lift my arms. I want to know you, I want to find you in every season, in every moment. Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart.
I wanna seek you, I wanna seek you, hey!
To put him first, that's for sure, folks. You know, I feel so blessed to be doing this show. And once again, I just invite you to support Chapel Hills. Wow Jam at Chapel Hills Church in Sunland, because they do an incredible job. Wild Jam is all over the world, like I said, but they're being sponsored, and Chapel Hills is a part of them, and I want you to please pray about it. You know, pray about lifting them up and seeing what you can do to become a volunteer or some kind of support to them, okay? Now I'd like to say happy birthday to Olivia. She's a very dear friend of mine tonight, and you said none of you know her, but she's 77 years old. And I'm going to sing a little happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Olivia. Happy birthday to you and many more. I love you, sweetie. So I just have about 10 or 12 minutes left of the show, so I would like to take this time to pray. And there is a lady named Amber, and by the way, Drew and Eric and Patty, they all say happy birthday to you, Olivia. I wanted to let you know that, first of all, God loves all of you. He's listening to our prayers. He listens to our heart. He sees, hears, and knows everything, and he's everywhere. So keep that in mind. You know, he would love to hear from you. I try very hard each day to start my day with the Lord and to end my day with the Lord, pray throughout the day, and read my Bible at least twice a day. And he really speaks to me through the word. And we've developed a very intimate relationship together over the last maybe 36, 37 years. And it's growing. I still have a lot of growth and a lot of growing to do. We all do. Don't think that maybe you've accomplished one thing and then something else crops up to test your faith. That happens to us all. You're not alone. And that's one thing you all need to know, is that you are not alone. God is with you. So I'm going to start us out with prayer. And first of all, I'm going to lift up Amber. Amber was in our chat room tonight, and she is going through fertility treatments. She and her husband would love to have a child, their first child, I believe. So you know something, this is what I believe in my heart, that we lift up Amber to God and that we know God's will is being done and he's creating a beautiful, beautiful world for us, a beautiful children, beautiful ways that we can serve him. So Amber and your husband, dear, I'm lifting both of you up tonight to a God that does the impossible, to a God who's a miracle worker, to a God who knows your heart and knows exactly how to accomplish exactly what you desire. You know, Amber, we lift you up and your husband and Heavenly Father, God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, you know their hearts. They want to have a child, Father, a beautiful child right from you, Father, to knit in the womb of Amber. And only you can do that, Father. Only you can do that. So we're lifting up Amber and her husband tonight, and we're asking that you do that you go before them, make any crooked places straight, that you give them your shalom peace, that you're in control and you're in charge, and that you will grant them the desires of their hearts according to your perfect will and time. Father, help them to be patient. Help them to trust you and have faith and to begin thanking you for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you're going to do, Father God. And we thank you for that. And Lord Jesus, we lift up Jacob, and we lift up precious Barry and all their loved ones. And we lift them up to you tonight, and we ask that you bring them to a closer walk with you, that you increase their faith and increase their love and increase their knowledge and wisdom and all the fruits of the Spirit, Father. Put a hedge of protection around them. Keep them safe and protected at all times. Meet every one of their needs to overflowing. And Father, supply a support system in the physical to come alongside of them and meet the needs that they have right now, Father God. I ask that you bless them in ways that will glorify you, and bless them in ways that they will feel your presence and your unconditional love for them and your care. And Father, give them your peace that passes all understanding. Lord Jesus, I lift up Olivia to you, and I ask that you meet every one of her needs, Father. Heal her body from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet and all points in between, Father God. And I lift up Wendy, and I also lift her up for her fingers, Father, that you know that she is stressed about her lack of mobility in her hand. And I continue to lift her up, Father God. I lift up all of our precious veterans and firefighters and police department, all of the persecuted Christians in the world, Father God. And I lift them up to you right now, Father. And I ask that you put a hedge of protection around them. Keep them safe and protected, and provide whatever needs they have, Father God. We pray for the Greenbelt Ranch, that in your perfect time and way, it'll manifest and it'll come into fruition, Father God. We thank you for that, Father. We lift up Wow Jam to you, Father God, this coming Saturday, August 6th at 1 p.m. at Sunland Park. And we ask that you bring forth those you want to be healed and saved and blessed. Father, bless the workers' hands and the volunteers' hands. Bless all people who come there, and keep away any negativity or any attacks from the enemy. We plead the blood of Jesus and the fire of God through the Holy Spirit in and around Wild Jam. Protect them and keep them safe, Father, and keep the enemy away. We thank you, Father. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Father God. And we also pray for our nation, Father God. We lift them up to you right now, Lord. And we ask that you heal our land. Help us to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to invite you back into the United States. And you said if we turn from our wicked ways and we repent and ask that you hear our prayers and receive them, that you would heal our land. And that's what I'm asking, that there's enough of us in this United States, when we turn from our wicked ways, that you will heal our land, Father God. We don't know who's best to make president, Father. Only you do. You will give us good kings and bad kings, but Father God, help us to obey you. Help us to hear you and to desire a relationship with you, God, and your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. And anybody who needs prayer tonight that has not called in or has not said anything, but they do have a request or a need, I lift them up to you, Father. I don't know their names, but you know their names, Father. And I ask that you meet their needs, Father God, that you protect them in the process until their change comes, like in Job, that you draw them close to you and that you draw them near. And may each and every person who hears this show now and in the archives be drawn and thirsty and hunger for you to get to know you and the loving God that you are. Let them feel your presence and know that you are Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides, and you are Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals, and that you hear our prayers. And we are careful to give you all the glory and all the honor due your name and the praise. And we ask all of these things in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to thank you all for coming tonight. And we all need to be a light in this world. So that I'm going to take us out with this beautiful song by New World Sun called Learning to Be the Light. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Patty and Drew and Eric and Bottom Line Fighter and Olivia and all of you who listened tonight, Wendy and Amber and her husband. And God bless you all. May you have a good night. Be safe. And don't forget Wild Jam, August 6th at 1 p.m. at Sunland Park. Good night and God bless you.
When the stars came crashing down in tiny pieces to the ground, I was all alone down here, trapped beneath the atmosphere. Then I saw somebody call my name. I spun around and caught a flame. I gave in to a God I didn't know. And now everything is falling into place. A brand new life is calling and I owe it all to grace. It's so much better living in your world. Save me what you did for me. You gave me something I want everyone to see. When we stumble and it all goes wrong, only you can make it right. So I say, melted with advice. No one wants to listen to a list of things they shouldn't do. So I build a city on a hill and I light a candle on the sill, knowing you'll be always knocking at the door. Oh God, I just want to love on everyone. All I have is yours to give. Let the people come. It's so much brighter living in your world. Baby, what you did for me. You gave me something I want everyone to see. When we stumble and it all goes wrong, only you can make it right. So I say, oh, I'm learning to be the light. Shadows hide, the light that breaks the curse of pride, the light that takes the weary in its arms. When it all came crashing down, there was
only darkness all around, but in the distance I could see a flame. It's so much fun living in your world. Baby, what you did.